USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new COVID variant found in South Africa is sparking fear in investors. The Dow at some points on Friday dropping over 1,000 points. The S&P and NASDAQ are deep in the red as well. This comes as global travel restrictions start to kick in because of the highly contagious variant. As far as if the United States should consider travel restrictions, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
"We've gotten that wrong ever since the beginning of the pandemic when Donald Trump, you know, called for the restrictions on China. I say yes to that. Why would we travel to and from South Africa right now while we are trying to figure this out?"
That variant not yet in the United States, as U.S. scientists are working with those in South Africa to study the emerging variant. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
On this Black Friday, the Better Business Bureau is putting out its annual list of tips to make sure people are getting the best value for their money. The agency is suggesting you do your research before purchasing a product. That includes taking a close look at reviews, also signing up for email alerts from your favorite retailer so you don't miss out on any opportunities to save. AAA also warning people when they're out shopping that thieves are also out in abundance as well. Doug Shoup from AAA has some advice on how you can keep you and your new purchases safe.
Lock their car doors and close their windows. Don't leave the vehicle running anytime you're not in it. Never leave belongings or purchases in plain view from outside of the vehicle. Park in populated, well-lit areas and never hide a spare ignition key on the vehicle.
That audio courtesy of KABC. C7 in Los Angeles. President Biden with nothing on his schedule today. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The weather system has it feeling like winter in parts of the country.
Forecasters say a quick-hitting storm known as an Alberta Clipper is forecast to bring frigid air and the first snow of the season for some across a wide portion of the country. Due to a dip in the jet stream, cold air will rush across portions of the Midwest and the Great Lakes on Friday and set the stage for stormy weather to come. People in the Dakotas, Ohio, and Michigan that are heading out for Black Friday will need to bundle up as low temperatures are forecast to dip into the teens and 20s. By Friday night, stormy weather will reach across the northern U.S. Snow is forecast from Minnesota to Illinois during the day on Saturday. Snowy and slick conditions that do develop on the roads may lead to travel issues or significant delays as the travelers continue to increase throughout the holiday weekend. Snow will continue across much of the Great Lakes region on Sunday, with a steady snowfall expected across northern Michigan, as well as the Upper Peninsula. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Police in Alabama are sharing an update on several hundred FedEx boxes that were dumped into a ravine. They were tossed by a contract delivery driver, but investigators have yet to establish a motive. FedEx saying they're working to make sure all the packages are delivered to their intended destination. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.